أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما تقدموا لأنفسكم من خير تجدوه عند الله هو خيرا وأعظم أجرا واستغفروا الله إن الله غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم. In the ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala commanded us to establish salat, give out zakat, and give Allah tabarak wa ta'ala a beautiful loan. Before that, from the beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had advised us, commanded us to carry out different forms of ibadat. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. And whatever good you forward for your soul, تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, you will find it by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is one important aspect of amal, that when we carry out a deed, we should have this amount of commitment that this deed has been done only for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That ikhlas and that sincerity within us should be before the action has been carried out, making sure that we are committed to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Secondly, the action should be carried out according to the commandments of Allah, in the manner, in the tariqah of our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thirdly, there should be no ostentation, there should be no show about that deed, neither should we talk about it, and nor should we do it to show people, but it should be preservedly only for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When the deed has been completed, then we should now leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pray and seek from Allah that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepts the deed, and let the deed go forward to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that reward then and the ajr then will be by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. A hadith of our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one sahaba was sitting around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the sahaba, out of all of you, whose heirs inherit his wealth is more beloved to him, more dearer to him than his own? In other words, out of you, you have your children, they are also your inheritors, and they would have wealth, and you also have wealth. So who loves the wealth of the inheritors more than he loves his own wealth? So all the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, in one voice said, there is none of us such. We all love our own wealth more than we love the wealth of even our inheritors. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prompted Sahaba, and he questioned them again, that are you sure that your wealth is more beloved to you than the wealth of your heirs, the wealth of your inheritance? And again Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum responded similar, that our wealth is more beloved to us than the wealth of our inheritors. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to say that what you send forth, that is yours. And what you leave behind, that is your inheritance. So hence, whatever goes forth, whatever you spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is regarded as yours. Whatever you leave behind, that is regarded as your inheritance. So if you love your own wealth, then send forth, give it out for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now that hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should create an urge for us and give us this realization, that whatever we do, insofar as our bodily ibadat are concerned, our practices, our amal are concerned, let us try and do as much for akhirat. Let us try and do as much for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. First and foremost, insofar as our fard obligations, our wajibat, our sunnati muakkada, and then after that, our nawafil ibadat, insofar as our nafil salat are concerned, insofar as our tilawat of the Quran Sharif is concerned, insofar as our dhikr and all our other ways of praising Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is concerned, let us continue to do this for the sake of Allah, and then have this amount of commitment, that this is gone forth
It is gone there by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us for it. And like that, our other ibadat, financially, etc., let us try and create this within ourselves. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّن خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِندَ اللَّهِ, that you will find it by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى, that whatever good we do, we will see it there by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whatever ill and evil we do, that also we will see it by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence, we create this consciousness within ourselves. هُوَ خَيْرًا, it is best. وَأَعْظَمَ أَجْرًا, and it is the greatest insofar as ajr and reward is concerned. وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ, obviously, whatever ibadat we carry out, even if we say Subhanallah, even if we say Alhamdulillah, or we say Allahu Akbar, or we read a 2 rakat salat, we can never ever fulfill the haqq and the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is almighty, Allah is too great, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is too perfect for us to complete even a 2 rakat salat that will fulfill the haqq and the right of the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So after we have completed any form of ibadat whatsoever, then wastaghfirullah, seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That whilst Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is almighty, whilst Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most perfect, together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also haleem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also most tolerant, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shakur, Allah is most appreciative also. So whatever ibadat we do, in whatever broken way we do it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tolerant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will overlook whatever deficiencies and weaknesses there are in our ibadat. And together with that, Allah is appreciative. Whatever ibadat we carry out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appreciate that ibadat. But wastaghfirullah, do not become ostentatious. Do not become boastful and arrogant that now we have carried out an ibadat and we are the best of servants of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But understand, Allah is too perfect, Allah is too high, Allah is too mighty for the broken ibadat. So wastaghfirullah, seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah ghafoorun raheem, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving, raheem, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most compassionate, most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our seeking of forgiveness and our istighfar. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.